Hey, authors, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Dari White. Thank you so much for listening in or watching via the other platform. So, if you are seeking to organize your time, work more efficiently with your writing schedule, and actually stick to it, then this is definitely the episode for you because we're going to be talking about four reasons writing sprints work. Some of you may be familiar with that term. I hear it sometimes interchanged with fast drafting, but if you're super brand new and you don't know what sprints are, we are going to be talking about it. So this is just a small amount of time that you allot for yourself to write. I call it your time pockets, and they're going to vary. You may have time pockets in the morning. You may have them in the afternoon on your lunch break. You may have them right before bed, and you're a night writer. It doesn't matter. These time pockets are specific to you, which is why I highly recommend you having a customized schedule. So if you don't know how to do that, you can check out the previous episode that talks about three reasons why you need a customized schedule, because this is about finding what works best for you so that you can unlock your unique writing pace and rhythm. So subscribe if you haven't yet already, and let's get into it. The first reason why these writing sprints work is because it's really focused time. And I don't know about you, but timers have been a game changer for me. I really can't explain it, but it's almost like you have all the stuff in your head of what you need to do, and you're so busy, and it's just racing around in your mind. But when you write it down, you have your customized schedule, and you see those time pockets that are available. Now you're like, okay, I have 20 minutes here, I have 30 minutes here. So when I set my timer to write, that has completely just shifted things for me when it comes to my writing. Even in the editing stage, which I'm currently in, I allotted about 30 to 45 minutes. So I set my timer for 30 minutes. I went through my manuscript and I got so much progress made. I can't even explain to you how I felt by the time that clock ran. I even added some more time, thinking, you know what? I think I can add 15 more minutes. So it was a total of 45 minutes just working on my book. And by the time I finished, it was really. I really felt good about it. So you don't have to spend hours working on your book. If you only have so much time, that's okay. That is what works best for you. So that focused time, I guarantee you, you'll be able to see how much work you can get done in such a short amount of time, what I call that focus time. And I do this for my students with our group sprints, and they're again just mind blown. I have one student who wrote 8,000 words for the week. So as you develop these habits, you'll be able to see a change so that you can stick to those goals that you have for yourself as a writer. The second tip, you are less likely to get distracted. And I won't ask a show of hands. I won't ask you to leave comments about this, but I know 9 times out of 10, distractions are the main culprit for us as authors and writers. And my students ask me, how do I handle distractions? How do I handle, trying to stay focused and not want to go to social media or answering a text on my phone or answering an email? Again, I take it back to those time pockets and I take it back to the timer. So if I know I only have 20 minutes, my family knows unless it's an emergency, I'm not picking up the phone. If I get a phone call, they'll usually follow up with a text message and then I'll be able to see, okay, is this an emergency or can it wait? But I have my set schedule and I'm able to communicate that with my family. Like, look, this is the amount of time. These are the slots that I have for my writing. I'm not available at this time. So that, as I mentioned before in another episode, that may require having a conversation with your loved ones. I'm sure they mean well. We're going to assume they mean well. But if this is serious enough for you when it comes to your writing, then again, having that customized schedule is going to help you in regards to that. And you're less likely to get distracted when you have it because I'm telling you, I'm less likely to pick up my phone to go to Instagram, Facebook, wherever when I see that timer going. Because, like, no, I can't do that. I only have 30 minutes, or I only have 20 minutes, I only have 45 minutes. Instead of writing idly here and there, typing a few words, and then, you're tempted to pick up the phone or you're tempted to do something else real quick. You only have so much time. So I think in a way, it keeps you more accountable having these writer sprints because, like, okay, this is all I have. So I got to make this work. But again, this is catered to you and your style of writing. So again, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever works best for you, but you are less likely to get distracted because again, it has a way of keeping you accountable. So that's another tip that I have for you there. The next one, I think you feel, maybe it's just me, I think you feel more productive I can't tell you how I truly feel when I get a good writing session in. And my writing average is between 500 up to 1300 words. I've discovered that with years of practice, but you can definitely discover that in less time as you develop your writing muscles. But when I write the words that I have, whenever I make my writing goals and I write those, I feel accomplished. I feel energized and I'm ready to tackle the next thing. So having these sprints, you will feel more productive. You'll feel like you're getting somewhere, that you're not just spinning your wheels and wasting time. No, you're making that much more progress. And I don't care if you wrote 200 words for the day, if that was your goal, whether it was 1,000 words, 5,000, who cares? For the week, maybe your goal was 10,000 or more. It doesn't matter. But as you're making these goals and as you're taking these steps, even if it's in smaller chunks, it doesn't have to be all at one time. If you have a goal for 2,000 words written for the day, that does not all have to be written in one sitting. Yes, you heard me correctly. You do not have to write all 2,000 words in one sitting. So if you have only 30 minutes, and let's say your writing average is like 1,000 words in 30 minutes, take those 30 minutes, write those 1,000 words, then take a break. Maybe go do the laundry. Maybe go check on something. Maybe you're getting a meal plan together for dinner later for the family. I don't know. But then if you have another time pocket on the calendar, you can come back and do another 30 minutes. So it doesn't have to be done back to back. You can spread it out for however much you need to. And then when you complete that other half, you've written your words for the day. So sometimes it just takes some strategy. Sometimes it just takes getting a little bit more creative with it instead of being like, I need 3, 4 plus hours. No, you don't. You do not need 3, 4 plus hours. The max I may write in a day is 2 hours, but that's it. That's it. That's a personal boundary for me because the last thing I'm going to do is exhaust myself. The last thing I'm going to do is burn out because that just saps my creativity. If I feel burnt out, then I won't feel productive. I won't want to get any work done because I'm too mentally exhausted. But when I do have those small goals and I make them, I definitely feel more productive. So, which leads into the last one, which is a no-brainer, as I've kind of hinted, you save time with these writing sprints. Again, my average probably up to 2 hours maximum, 2 hours maximum that I may spend writing. The minimum 45 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, depending on the day. And I have done these group sprints with writers on Clubhouse. I've done these on Zoom calls. I even do them with my students. And we have these sprints so that they can come and they can get the words in, they can get that accountability, they can get that encouragement, that motivation. And they're like, oh my gosh, I made my goal. And it's so exciting. And again, it just reignites that passion that you have for writing, which I think is something that we all want to keep a hold of. I think if you love writing as much as I do, it's close to your heart. So you want to do what it takes in order to finish your first draft so that you can move on and you can get to the next stage of your book. So it's that much closer to publication. All right. So let's recap. Focus time. That has definitely been something that has really shifted things for me when it comes to my writing, having that 20 to 30 minutes. Totally depends on where you're at. Maybe you're super, super brand new and you've never done this before. Or let's say you have some experience and you're looking for a different game plan. Hopefully, this is giving you a different perspective. Two, you're less likely to get distracted with a writing sprint. I can testify to that. It's been so helpful. I'm less likely to pick up the phone. I'm less likely to go to social media because I see that clock ticking and I'm like, okay, we only have a minute left or 5 minutes left. And sometimes I get so engrossed in writing that I may look to check to see how much time I have left. Like, oh my gosh, I have 5 minutes. I already wrote 25 minutes. You kidding? So it goes by fast when you're being productive. So you won't feel like I'm just sitting for hours and hours. Three, you feel more productive. So again, you're getting somewhere. You're making those accomplishments. You're making those goals. Even if it's in small chunks, you're still getting the work done. Okay. And then lastly, you save time, which I think that is why you're here, right? That's why I created this no time writer program. And I saw that a lot of writers were challenged in this area of time management. There's so much information on there on writing craft, which is awesome. But if you don't have time to implement any of this, what are we going to do? So that is why I created no time writer and it's definitely made an impact. It has helped so far. Because it's still a new program, but it's already helped over 100 students and counting. And I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to help fellow authors who may feel challenged in that area of time management. And now they go from feeling disorganized and clueless, no idea how to put a game plan together, to now they have a customized schedule that perfectly fits their life. They know their writing average, so they know what goals to make that fits them and their writing pace. And they know where their pockets of time are so they can go ahead and get the words in so that they can finish their first draft. So the goal of No Time Writer is to help authors like you get that first draft finished in less time, be more productive, not spinning your wheels, so that you're one step closer to publication. So I hope that this video was helpful. You can definitely let me know. And you can always reach out to notimewriter@gmail.com. There's also a new Facebook community, No Time Writers Corner, that you're more than welcome to request to join. And if you are ready to work together, if this is a program that you would like to get involved in, you can definitely click the link and go ahead and apply for No Time Writer. I would love to see if you are a good fit. Again, this is to help authors go from zero words to a first draft. You can learn how to write up to 10,000 words in a week without writing every day, but most importantly, embrace your true author identity, come into your own with your writing pace, discover that, unlock your unique writing rhythm, and really find what works best for you as you really just discover what makes you unique as a writer in this initial stage, because that then, I believe, translates into your book when you discover your writing pace and rhythm now in the writing stage. So thank you all so much for listening or tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't already. You can definitely follow No Time Writer on Facebook and Instagram. And again, you can also join the new Facebook community, No Time Writers Corner. So thank you all once again. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless, stay safe, and I'll talk to you all next time. Bye.